This is the kind of water you can breathe, I thought. Perhaps there's just a secret to breathing water. Something simple that everyone could do if only they knew. That's what I thought. That was the first thing I thought. The second thing I thought was that I knew everything. Letty Empstock's ocean flowed inside me, and it filled the entire universe from egg to rose. I knew that. I knew what egg were, where the universe began, to the sound of the uncreated voices singing in the void. And I knew where rose were, the peculiar crinkling of space on space into dimensions that fold like origami and blossom like strange orchids, and which would mark the last good time before the eventual end of everything and the next big bang, which would be, I knew now, nothing of the kind. I knew as I'd Mrs. Empstock would be there for that one, as she had been for at last. I saw the world I'd walked since my birth, and I understood how fragile it were. That the reality I knew were a thin layer of icing and a great dark birthday cake writhing with grubs and nightmares and hunger. I saw the world from above and from below. I saw that there were patterns and gates and paths beyond the real. I saw all these things, and I understood them, and they filled me, just as the waters at Thorsham filled me. Everything whispered inside me. Everything spoke to everything, and I knew it all. I opened my eyes, curious to learn what I would see in the world outside me, if it would be anything like the world inside. I were hanging deep beneath the water. I looked down, and the blue world below me receded into darkness. I looked up, and the world above me did the same. Nothing was pulling me down deeper. Nothing was forcing me towards the surface. I turned my head a little to look at her, because she was still holding my hand. She'd never let go of my hand. And I saw Letty Empstock. At first, I don't think I knew what I were looking at. I could make no sense of it. Where Ursula Monkton had been, made of grey cloth that flopped and snapped and gusted in the storm winds, Letty Empstock was made of silken sheets the colour of ice, filled with tiny flickering candle flames. 100 candle flames. Could there be candle flames burning under water? There could. I knew that. When I was in Torsion. And I even knew how. I understood, just as I understood dark matter, the material of the universe as makes up everything that must be there but we cannot find. I found myself thinking of an ocean running beneath the whole universe, like the dark sea water that laps beneath the wooden boards of an old pier. An ocean that stretches from forever to forever, yet is still small enough to fit inside a bucket. If you have had Mrs. Empstock to help you get it in there, and you ask nicely. Letty Empstock looked like a pale silk and candle flames. I wondered how I looked to her in that place, and I knew as even in a place that was nought but knowledge, that was the one thing I could not know. That if I looked inward, I would only see infinite mirrors staring into myself for eternity. Darling, did you fall asleep? My little dreamer, already passed out. I suppose we'll have to wait till tomorrow to finish this, eh? Come here. Cuddle up to me. Shh. It's okay. You can fall back to sleep. There you go. God, you look so beautiful like this, curled up against my chest. Your mouth open a little as you softly snore. You always say you never snore, but I know better, don't I, sweet girl? You make the cutest sounds and motions when you sleep. I can just tell what sort of dream you're having. I can tell when you're having a nightmare. You clutch onto me so tight and let these soft little whimpers. When you're having a good dream and you can nearly wake yourself up laughing. My sweet girl. I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. Every time I try, you get embarrassed. You try so desperately to change the subject. It's really so difficult to believe that you make me happy. I know you've been hurt before, giving your art to men as didn't deserve it. And that left scars. Oh, darling, I'll kiss and each. I'll kiss each and every wound. I'll always be there for you. You just have to let me. I only want your happiness, your comfort, your peace of mind. I never want you to go a day without knowing just how beautiful and special you are. Every time I call you beautiful, you scrunch up your face and stick out your tongue, as if such an expression could colour me words false. If anything, it just makes me love you more. I wish you could see yourself through my eyes, see that every little thing you do only makes me fall deeper. All your little eccentricities, your flaws, them bits of yourself as you try to keep hidden, your passions, I cherish every single one, the good and the bad, because they're what make you, you. Oh, damn the men that hurt you. You made you believe that you're anything less than spectacular. I don't understand how someone so incredible could be called such things. I tell you those things aren't true, but what'll it take for you to see it and all? I know it weren't easy letting me in. I know how badly you struggled. I could see it written on your face. You wanted to trust me. You wanted to let me hold your heart in my hands. But all them past experiences terrified you. And you worried I'd be just another disappointment. You still do sometimes. I see them walls being built back up now and again. You have so much to say. But you worry that your words don't matter. That I won't listen. That I won't care. But I do. You've no idea how proud you make me. You do so much for others. Putting everyone's needs before your own. Breaking your back to see to it as no one has a bad day. You take all the pain in the world. And work painstaking to turn that darkness into somewhat light and beautiful. That's work only a saint could do. You've come so far in such little time. You've broken through the chains that held you back. And you've grown. Taking steps towards your goals. I know you worry that you're going too slow, but there's always something more you could do. Oh, my darling, you forget. Baby steps are still steps forward. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I can't wait to see what you do. How you'll continue to change the world around you for better. You are incandescent, truly a guiding light in your life. When I met you, I wasn't in the best of places. A cloud of grey surrounded me and followed me always. I was just a shadow of a man. But when I saw you walk into that coffee shop, I knew you'd change everything. It was one of the moments when I finally felt the tides of fate shift in my favour. You smiled when you saw me. And after a few minutes of awkward conversation, I ordered a coffee for us both. We sat down and lost ourselves for hours in conversation. No topic were out of bounds. We spoke of past loves, of nights when everything seemed darkest. We shared our wounds, and I knew I wanted to fix you. How wrong I was. The most common mistake with first loves. You forget that they don't need fixing. There were no doubt I could do to steal away your pain. I couldn't fight your battles for you, though I tried my hardest to. But what I could do was ease the burden. Offer you a safe place in the arms where you could rest before facing the war outside. As the months passed, I felt that weight easing on my shoulders. And I saw colours begin to flood my vision, where once there was only bleak shades of grey. You brought the colour back into my life, as cliche as it sounds, but it's true. And I know there's been ups and downs with us. You've seen me at my worst, and I feel so monstrous I can't even look myself in the mirror. And I prove in spades just how much of a wounded child I can be. You've stayed with me through it all. You've asked for nought but for me to be me, Sam. And you've loved every single facet of me. How on earth do I make it up to you? How do I show you your worth, your value? You've done what no one else ever has. You've given me a reason to love the world around me. That's something I never thought I'd feel again. Actually, I feel excited about life. Your exuberance and excitement rubs off on me, and I see the world through your eyes. Do delighting, new and terrifying. I want to experience it all. And what's more, I want to experience it with you. With you, right there beside me, holding my hand, kissing my cheek. My beautiful little daydreamer. There'll never be another one like you. The space you occupy in your heart belongs solely to you, and always will. Sleep easy, sweetheart. I love you.